This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Recording in progress.
Okay, good morning, everyone. Shalom Aleichem. Baruchem Abam. We're continuing Mishabura Daf HaShavua. We're learning Siman Kuf Mem Gimel Sif Dalet. We're learning the introduction of the Chafetz Chaim. Today is Chaf Hei Elul, the first day of creation. Many Rishonim in Provence, the Minhag was to begin Slichos today. I'm sure many of you would definitely vote to reinstate that custom, but today is the first day of creation, the day after the Chafetz Chaim's Yahrzeit. In Sif Gimel, the Mechaber voiced his support for Rav Rishonim, namely that if you don't have a kosher Sefer Torah, you cannot make a bracha. We saw yesterday Rav Rishonim hold that not only if you have a Pasul Sefer Torah, even if you're missing one letter, could you not make the bracha, but even after you read the Torah, you have to go back and read it again because the first Kriya was Kamanda Lasadamya. That is the opinion of Rav Rishonim. Some Poskim say that if you're missing even many Psukim, and certainly just a mistake, even though you're not making the mitzvah of Ksiva Sefer Torah, you're allowed to read it with a bracha. The Mechaber in Sif Gimel was Soysam, no, L'Chadchila, you can't take out a Pasul Sefer Torah in deference to Rav Poskim. However, the Mishnah Berurah explained that if you found the mistake after you already read the Parsha, the Psak of Rabbi Yaakov Bei Rav is Bidiyeved, you were Soymech on Ktsas Poskim, that it's Kosher. And the Kriya counts, and you don't have to take out another one. Likewise, if you found the mistake being Gavra LeGavra, and you didn't finish the Shiva Kruim, regarding what you already read, it counts Bidiyeved. But you can continue to read. And you take out another one, and you stop, and you continue where you're up to. And you're mashlim the kruim in the new Sefer Torah. Meaning, whatever you read originally counts. If you can call up seven oilim in the new Sefer, okay, ma toivu ma noem. This is all if you made the bracha achrayna. But if you're still in the middle of reading, even if you read many psukim, even if you read the whole parsha, if you didn't make the bracha achrayna, you cannot make the bracha achrayna on the psula, that is l'chadchila. And you take out a new one and you continue where you're up to. And you make the bracha achrayna on the new Sefer Torah. So you hear this? If whatever was read with the bracha achrayna counts, whatever was read with just the bracha rishayna, the psukim count, but then you take out a new Sefer and you make the bracha achrayna on the new Sefer. So it's an amazing scenario where the guy made a bracha rishayna on the first Sefer. After reading 10 psukim, they found the mistake. Those 10 psukim, the kriya counts, but he can't read Vayter, so you have to take out a new Sefer, and he just continues right where he's up to, and he makes the bracha achrayna on the last Sefer. Oyem menoira. Legabe, the psukim that he read were soymech on the miksas poiskim that the Sefer Torah was bidiyeved, okay? And legabe going weiter, we have to be choshish for roiv poiskim that you can't read from Apostle Sefer Torah. That's what we saw yesterday. This is the shita of the Mari Beirav that the Mechaber brought in Gimel and now in Sif Dalet. In other words, in Sif Dalet,
Pasuk 10,
you finished that pasuk?
You finished that pasuk, but you found a mistake in that pasuk.
The words are Avav emsa kriyasai matzu tas afilu karu harbi psukim kol shalai berach adayim brach achreina ein levarach brach achreina psula elo yitzi aches v'yikru sham shloish psukim. Do you read that pasuk? The Kitzur Shulchan Aruch says that you go back and you read from the beginning of that pasuk. The Kitzur Shulchan Aruch says you go back and you read from the beginning of that pasuk. That's footnote 12 in the Dershu. V'im hifsik be'emtza pasuk. That's if you stopped in the middle of the pasuk. But now you're asking if you read that pasuk. L'chayra, then you don't have to. The lashon, I don't know. I only have the Dershu's quote of the Kitzur. The Dershu's quote of the Kitzur is im hifsik be'emtza pasuk. Go back. You're not gonna take out the new Sefer Torah and continue in the middle of the pasuk. But that is mashma. If you already read that pasuk, but there was a mistake in it, it counts. Sounds like it counts. I guess it depends what the mistake was. You see, if the word isn't there, then you read it bal peh. I'm not sure. Okay, now that we reviewed the intro, we're gonna go to the next sheet. Vedas haMordechai. Shem kvar karu shloish psukim. The opinion of the Mordechai is if you already read three psukim, ve'efshel lahafsik sham, and you could stop there. She'enoy shnei psukim samach leparsha, and it's a valid stopping point because there aren't two psukim samach to the parsha. Poiskim sham, you stop there. Umevarich bracha achrayna, and you do make a bracha achrayna. Umaitzian acheres lalois shama yesakrum, and you take out another one to call up the rest of the oilim. Wow, that's even more reliant on the miksas poiskim that sefer Torah that's puzzle you can make a bracha on. The Maribe Rav is only relying on it post facto. Once you did it, if you already made the bracha achrayna, if you didn't make the bracha achrayna, you stop in your tracks and you continue laning in the new one. You make the bracha achrayna in the new one. But the Mordechai is even relying on the miksas poiskim to allow you lechatchila to make a bracha achrayna. Now you can't continue reading. You should stop, but you can make a bracha achrayna. V'madayin loy karo shloish psukim. If you didn't yet read three psukim, oishu karo shloish psukim. Or you did, but you can't stop there. Ela shenisha rak shnei psukim samach leparsha, sheyev shalhafsik sham. Then yikra hatos bal peh. Read the mistake bal peh. Meaning, it doesn't say that word. So you say bal peh the correct word. I dvarim shebichsav yatara shalom bal peh. Regarding one word that has no meaning, unless you combine it with other words that are bichsav, they didn't say this. V'yigmar kriyasa bapsula. I would have said a different answer. That we know there are times that you could read bal peh, let's say on Yom Kippur, where the Kohen Gadol reads one of the kriyos bal peh. Why? Because of Tircha de Tzibura? It's a Mishnah, right? So why don't we say the same thing here? We have no choice over here. Oisha kara shloisha psukim ela shenisha rak shnei psukim samach leparsha. If you didn't yet read three psukim, or you did but you can't stop there, so then you should say the mistake by heart. V'yigmar kriyasa b'psula, and you finish reading in the pasul. V'yivarech bracha achrayna, v'achar kach yoytzi achers, then take out another one. V'cheinim hu b'roish chodesh v'chayoyse, shetzorach l'hashem ha'parsha l'choy v'asayoyim. Also, if it's Rosh Chodesh or the like, where you need to finish this parsha for the choy v'asayoyim, and let's say you're ready in the fourth aliyah, you're not allowed to make a bracha achrayna. You're not allowed to call up a fifth oyla. You're not allowed to have a five oyla on Rosh Chodesh. Ve'ein lo hoysav ala kruim. Ve'im ken kishatos b'kriyas ravi yevshel hafzik shama levarach bracha achrayna. Shem ken yitzarach loysav al minya kruim. You're not allowed to have five oylem on Rosh Chodesh. V'kivan sheyevshel hafzik shama yigmar akriya b'sefer apazav varach bracha achrayna. You finish the kriya on the pasul sefer Torah and you make a bracha achrayna. So this is the opinion of the Mordechai. The Mordechai holds not only could you be samech on the miktsas poiskim, it post facto that the kriya in the sefer Torah psula counts, but even lechatchila, you're allowed, once you find out it's pasul, you stop there and you make the bracha achrayna on the pasul one. And if you have to continue reading in the pasul one, you do and you make a bracha achrayna. And what does the Rama do? The Rama is always umi kechacham yoidea lefeshar davar. The Rama makes like an in-between shita. If you only read two psukim, or even if you read three psukim, if you only read two psukim, or even if you read three but you can't stop, then what do you do if you only read two psukim or you read three and you can't stop? Don't make a bracha achrayna. Ela yoytzi acheres, take out another one, v'igmar kriyas hashama, and finish the kriya there, v'ivarach bracha achrayna chadasa mechaber. So if you only read two, or for whatever reason you can't stop, then you cannot continue to read in Apostle Sefer Torah. The Rama's shita is, we cannot have you lechatchila reading in Apostle Sefer Torah. Uchadasa mechaber. But if you already read the requisite psukim, aval im kvar karosh loisha psukim, and you could stop, then you could make a bracha achrayna. You hear this? We're more willing to be soimech on the miksas poiskim that a pasul sefer Torah is good regarding a bracha. But regarding reading Torah from it? No. You can't be soimech on them to read psukim. That's a chiddush. You would think a bracha is more chamor. A bracha is a suffix, maybe doiraisa. No. Legabe the mitzvah of kriyas ha-toira, we're not as willing to be soimech on the miksas poiskim. Legabe the bracha. Avon kvar karshos umvu b'mang she'ev shalav zikim daiti kemurah divarach bracha achrayna apsua b'achach yoitzi acheres. Wow. That's a whopper. That's mamish going to be ma'arvev the satan. How do you wrap your head around, we could be soimech on miksas poiskim that it's a good sefer Torah to make a bracha on it, but now you want to read Viter? No. That can't read Viter. Wow. Va'ata navoi levar derei Shulchan Aruch. Now we're going to come to explain the Shulchan Aruch. Kerabaisai, we will hold it over here.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.